I have to confess a little bit of conflicted feelings about these kind of weekends. The first part of it really just boils down to pure selfishness. After all, the federal government some years ago decreed that Mondays would somehow become the day we celebrate holidays that, like Memorial Day, which is really supposed to be the 30th, isn't that the original day? Yeah. So we celebrated on the 28th. And I used to like this when I had a job which was 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I'm not so sure I like it when I have to preach and work on Sundays. So, you know, that's a selfish side of these kind of weekends. But in a little deeper sense, I'm conflicted because it's an issue of calendars. And as I began to think about different calendars we live by, I'm struck that our civic calendar today celebrates Memorial Day. And our sacred calendar celebrates Pentecost. And it's very difficult because both of these days are very important. They're very important to each of us. They're important to us as American citizens, and they're important to us as Christians. And yet, in some way, I feel a little bit of ambivalence and confusion. What can we make of this? And as I began to think about it, I realized first that probably most of us, in our mind, our religious calendar is something like this. You have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, you have that really strange time where the preacher talks about Lent, and then you have Easter. And for most people, that's the church calendar. That's the sacred calendar. And it's kind of confined to that. And that's just the way it is. We talk about Pentecost, we talk about Epiphany, but really anymore, we're just kind of talking about something that most people don't really regulate their lives by. That's what a calendar's for. And then I began to think about our secular calendar, our civic calendar, which is a little different. It's the way we kind of, as a nation, acknowledge and celebrate the important events. And we have Thanksgiving, which is one of those cool holidays that serves kind of two purposes, or for our nation and for ourselves, for our faith. But then you have Memorial Day, July 4th, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, and that's our secular calendar, our civic calendar that celebrates events that are important in the life of the nation. And you want to know what? I don't think we're any more governed by that calendar anymore than we are by the Christian calendar. To be really honest, for the most part, we're really concerned about that 3-day weekend. We want that time off to do the things we want. We want that time off to play. We want that time off to go to the store and spend money. Or at least that's what the retailers want us to do. You have a Memorial Day ad. July 4th, on and on. Veterans Day sale at Marlowe's. You all get the newspaper, you see the TV, you know. And the outcome of all of this is that we fail to honor Memorial Day appropriately, and we fail to acknowledge Pentecost and celebrate it appropriately. And in the worst, in our ignoring these things, we act like we are perpetually adolescent, more concerned for ourselves than the realities around us, more concerned for ourselves than for others. Memorial Day and Pentecost share something very important. And it's something we need to remember. Your life, my life, depend upon the death of others. Your life, my life, is what it is in all of its glory and goodness because somebody else died. Shame on us if we don't appreciate and acknowledge the sacrifices made so that we might have life. Shame on us if, like a spoiled teenager, we are more willing to have fun than to set aside a few minutes at 3 o'clock tomorrow to remember. Shame on us if we can't take 15 minutes in the midst of a 3-day weekend to at least acknowledge that our nation has been served so very well and so very faithfully and so very sacrificially by those who have served and died in our armed forces. I hope tomorrow that you will take the time to remember. This has a step further. Because while young men and young women throughout our history have died so that we might have the nation that we have with the freedoms and the aspirations that we have, there is somebody else who has died that you might have oh so much more than just those freedoms and just this nation. That is what Pentecost is about. Pentecost is about celebrating the reality that even though Christ has died, Christ has risen again, and Christ has come again in the power of the Holy Spirit to change our lives, not only to convince us and convict us of our sin, but to help us to move beyond it, to open up to us a life of freedom that is truly free. To open us a reality that is not just of this world, but of all worlds, of eternity. And how long are we, like adolescents that are selfish, going to say, oh God, why have you forsaken me when God has done nothing but pay attention to you and your needs? We live because somebody else died. Without the deaths of young men and young women, this nation wouldn't be. Without the death of Jesus Christ, we would have no future. And we do a great disservice to both our civic calendar and our sacred calendar when we pay no more attention to it than we do. It's time for us to get over our adolescence and grow up and be thankful for what has been done for us by generations that have gone before us. And if this nation wants to be the nation that it aspires to be, it will happen when we grow up and are thankful. And if this church and any church is going to be filled with the Christians we know God is calling us to be, it will be because we're thankful for what has been done for us. You and I are alive, our wholeness, our well-being, made possible because others have trusted and have died sacrificially that we may live. To me, they begin to coalesce, if you will, around that reality that we are a people called to remembrance of what has been done for us, to overcome our ambivalence about faith and our ambivalence about our nation, ambivalence about our church, ambivalence about our future, ambivalence about our eternal state, and turn our hearts and minds to God in trust and gratitude for what we have, who we are, and what we can be, and what our future holds. It's a tough message. It's not fun to find out and to be reminded that you're here, that I'm here, that you're safe and I'm safe, that we're secure, and for the most part, happy and taken care of. What did we used to call it? Fat, happy, and well-fed. We have that because somebody else has died that we might have it. Remember Memorial Day. Every day, remember Jesus. And remember what people have done for you. Remember what Jesus has done for you. And grow up into that knowledge so that you might experience as Jesus offered to the disciples and the Pharisees the truth, the real truth, the whole truth that will set you free. No matter what bonds you might have, time, bodily, you will be free in Christ. Let us pray.